A former quarterback in high school, Lane Johnson, came to Oklahoma to play tight end. But after beefing up to 280 pounds, Johnson was asked to play right tackle after the Sooners lost their starter to injury. Initially, he declined, but then reconsidered. Now, 2 years later, Lane Johnson is a top three offensive tackle in this year's draft class.
I feel right at home now. I mean, I've kind of grown into my body, kind of got the mental aspect of, you know, I'm going to be like this for, you know, next 10 or 12 years. So, I mean, fits perfect now.
After a monster workout at the NFL Combine that saw him run a 4.69 40 time along with a 34-inch vertical and 28 reps on the bench, draft analysts like Mike Mayock see rare potential in an offensive tackle that is just scratching the surface.
His 40-yard dash time was faster than Anquan Boldin. His vertical, I'm serious, at the Combine, his vertical of 34 inches was the same as A.J. Green. Think about this, okay? This is an offensive tackle of 300-plus pounds. He ran faster than Anquan Boldin. He jumped the same as A.J. Green. And his broad jump at 9 feet 10 inches was the same as Stephen Ridley. Think about those three things for a 300-pound offensive tackle. And then put that in perspective with what he can be. And I think this is a guy whose sky's the limit.
Johnson makes his pass drops look effortless as he's blessed with top-flight feet and long arms. Being a former quarterback has also been a help for him in his transition to offensive tackle.
I think when you're playing quarterback, you kind of know where things are coming from, defensive linemen, what blitzes are coming from. And now playing tackle, you kind of know how it feels to get blindsided, you know, when you can't see what's coming. So I think it definitely helps as far as the blitz protections.
What vaulted Johnson into the top 15 pick discussion was the week he had at the Senior Bowl. It has Mayock believing that some NFL teams may have Johnson ranked ahead of the other top tackles in Luke Jokel and Eric Fisher.
I mean, there might be some teams that very quietly think that he could become better than those other tackles, Fisher and Jokel, with time because of that athletic ability. So I think he's going to end up somewhere in maybe even the 10 to 15 range in this draft. And I think he's got the ability to be an all-pro left tackle.
For Countdown to Draft Day, presented by Time Warner Cable, I'm Chris Brown.